Here with Kevin Acey of the San Diego Union-Tribune in town talking to Mike McCoy. Of course, you know him pretty well from his time in San Diego. How do you think him being a head coach has made him better a coach?
Well, I know that he missed play calling. I knew he missed it when he made the right decision to not do that in San Diego. But to see him here and to hear him talk and all the things I've heard and read, he is ecstatic to be working with this young quarterback.
You see his footprint on this offense. I mean, it seems like the offense is night and day from a year ago.
Absolutely. Everything that I, watch it from afar, and basically what I can judge on is what I saw when the Chargers played the Broncos. Last year's game, I mean, everyone here knows, right? No running game at all. Make Trevor Siemian throw 50 times. I don't think anyone's going to do that to the Broncos this year because Mike McCoy, he builds an offense around his players versus, hey, players, do my offense.
Uh-huh. Back to San Diego, what has it been like this fall without an NFL team there?
I thought you were going to ask without Mike McCoy.
Oh, no.
I miss him so much. I'll tell you what. Much like here in Denver, now I'm not comparing the history of the Chargers to the Broncos. I know the roads are orange here and people bleed orange, but the presence that the Chargers had in San Diego, how important they were to the sports fan. Look, we don't even have an NHL team, an NBA team. We've got an MLB team that hasn't been to the playoffs in 10 years, hasn't sniffed it, all right? It was devastating to a lot of people. I wish they were still there. Moving on, I'm in town, also going to go to the San Diego State Air Force game. So, do what you do, but it stinks. I will tell you this. I hate this for the people I still know in the organization. The people of San Diego are relishing this thing called hate watching. And as the thing goes, not so well in L.A., at least at the start, San Diego's loving it.
Do you feel like L.A. has accepted the Chargers? Or what do you think about that?
Maybe when they notice they're there. It is a gigantic place. I worked there for a long time, and if you don't win, if you're not entertaining, if you don't have big stars, you're going to be nothing there. The Lakers and the Dodgers can survive without that, but there's a long history of this happening there. One of these teams will establish themselves eventually. It's going to take a while. I think people that are saying it's not going to work, it's way premature for that. There's no doubt it's gone bad.
Well, I know around here we keep saying San Diego Chargers, so by accident.
So far, every referee and every preseason game and regular season game has done it at least once.
It'll take some time. Kevin, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.